So could we get a snapshot of the state of the basin as it is now?
Yeah, I think there's grave concerns really at the moment in the basin. Actually, the most obvious sign of that is probably in the Darling River, actually in New South Wales, where there's been, you know, millions of fish die over the last month or so. And that, I think, is really symptomatic of some bigger problems throughout the basin, obviously with the Murray Lane Basin Plan. But certainly seeing those fish die and those the suffering of those communities there is pretty shocking, really.
Mm. So Commissioner Walker stated that authorities did not use the best available scientific knowledge when recovering the water from across the environment around the basin. How did this impact the quality of the water system?
Well, the quality of the water is really dependent on, obviously, what comes off the land. So things like pollutants and things that we do on the land essentially affect the water quality, but it's also affected by flow. You can think of that, you know, if you've got something, dirt in a bucket, if you put a lot of water through it, that hose, you'll flush that out of the bucket and you'll remove the pollutants and get it flushing down the river system and ultimately out to sea. So what happens when your river systems go stagnant is you lose that flushing when there's not enough flow. And then things start to accumulate. Algae is a classic sign of that, where you see that a lot of ponds around cities and stuff where there's not much flushing and you see algal growth and things. So it's really important for water quality that you have that flushing effect.
Mm. So Commissioner Walker also stated that they failed to account for the climate change projections. How vital are climate change projections to the improvement of the basin?
Well, I think, the key point, you can set a target in time, and I think the target that was set was not based on science. As the Commissioner said, it was based on political watering down of the science. You can set a target, but if the climate's changing, basically your target needs to be changing. And what the authority and the Basin Plan did was they sort of ignored that. They said, well, what we set today will be the same in 10 years. And what they didn't actually allow any of that buffer in there for climate change. And the original target was obviously too low because it got watered down from what the scientists said. So that sort of means essentially that too much water is taken out of the river to be sustainable for the river system because the climate is changing. There's certainly good evidence in the Murray Lane Basin of climate change effect.
Mm. Is any of the damage that's been done already irreparable?
Look, I think certainly some of the damage will take a very long time to repair, decades, and that would be after you get the system fixed, really, because you're talking about fish that have lived a long time and ecological populations that are re-established, and that can take a long period of time, and you've got to maintain them over that time. So to lose decade-old fish, firstly, you've got to get the system fixed so it doesn't happen again and in the next decade, get it back to where it was. And obviously, with these various reports, the system's a long way from being fixed. So I think, I wouldn't say it's irreparable. It's going to take a lot of, action on the part of government to fix what's gone on. And some of the response to the Commission has sort of not given us, probably general public who care about the river, a lot of confidence in that ability to fix it.
Mm. How can the Murray-Darling Basin authorities better ensure the longevity of the basin going forward?
Well, I think the key thing is they have to actually enact the Basin Plan in the way that the legislation behind it, which is the Water Act, was intended, which is to have a level of irrigation offtake in the river, which is only enough that the environment can still survive. So at the moment, I think it's out of balance still, but the underlying legislation is okay. The sustainable diversion limit, I think, that got watered down because of political considerations, that I think needs to be urgently reviewed. There are mechanisms in the Basin Plan to do that. And I think more broadly, compliance with the plan, there's been obviously probably that Four Corners program a year or so ago really highlighted there's issues with people rorting the system. That needs to be fixed, obviously, because you can have a plan, and if people are taking advantage of the system and I guess undertaking illegal activities, and that undermines the whole plan itself. So the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, I think, has got some very big challenges, and I know the Productivity Commission review, which preceded the Royal Commission, suggested it was split into two components, one to implement the plan and the other more the bad cop, I guess. So at the moment they're trying to, and I don't think they're doing it either particularly well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Luke. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was just, I'm so worried about, I just keep thinking about how long it's going to take to fix this problem. It really does sadden me as someone who's such a like big fan of Mother Earth. I just, yeah, it's a very, very sad story. And yeah, hopefully we can get a few more people on board to prevent it before it does become irreparable. Absolutely.